Welcome to Blues Roots with Big Daddy Cade, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Patriots Club and the WBFF Radio 97.7. Hey, we're here to have a good time. All my radio fans out there listening to what we're doing right here, I'm Big Daddy Cade, and this is my co-host, Bootsy. Say hello, Bootsy.
Hi there. I hope you're having a wonderful day today.
Yes, we have a lot of stuff coming down the pike, y'all. We're going to get ready to do a thing and tell you what's happening down here at the Patriots Club. A lot of stuff that's happening down here. And I'm going to give you an update as to what you're supposed to be doing on
A Singing Santa on Friday.
Singing Santa?
Yes. I have to get down here so I can give my list.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got quite a long list.
I don't think you're getting anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been such a good person.
No. Chow, really? Chow, say, you've been a bad mama.
But if you do come, you need to bring a toy for the toy drive. And don't wrap it. Bring it down so we can give it to all the needy children that need a Christmas
that's
present.
Wonderful. It's always nice to reach out and help somebody that needs a little bit more.
Yes,
some of us can give more than what we can. And it's always, remember, folks, help your neighbors, help your friends.
It makes you feel good.
That's right. And as a good friend, Daniel would say, I met a friend. It's a good thing. Yes. So, yes, the open mic, ladies and gentlemen, is on a Thursday night. And this Friday is the Singing Santa. All right. Now,
you gotta come and see him.
Yeah. Okay, brought to you by the Red Brick Patriots Club, ladies and gentlemen. They offer a lot of stuff that goes on down here. And if you're living down here in the area, you need to just come on down here to the Patriots Club and see what's going on. A lot of live entertainment. And I think one year, right around New Year's, we was down here. They had an oyster roast, which was wonderful. I had a great time. Did you have a good time?
Yes, you always have a good time when you come down here.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, let's give the sound man a nice round of applause.
He's awesome.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's smiling behind the glass. He's always wonderful. So, you know, he do a great job running wires and just keeping everybody on the P's and Q's around
here. Yes, he is. He's on top of everything.
Everything. He's got it going on, I tell you. Oh! They say, is the Elvis entertainer going to be performing this Friday? No, Elvis, ladies and gents, Elvis is on a vacation. He's not going to be here this Friday, but he will be.
The Singing Santa will be.
Singing Santa will be here. Singing Santa.
They can only have one singer at a time.
Elvis is taking a day off. And so Singing Santa is going to be here. And in order to get down here, a lot of people say, where am I supposed to go? It's 286 Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say that again. 286 Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville. Now, let me tell you what else is getting ready to happen down here. We're going to be doing something like this here. Boots and I are going to be giving away an autographed guitar. And hopefully we can do this here on the 23rd of December to make someone's day, a young person or whoever, just a great day to have something really, really nice to.
That would be great.
Oh, wonderful. And so what we're going to do, we're going to be giving away an autographed guitar. And listen to this. I talked to the owner. He's going to be giving up one of those fantastic steak dinners. I believe the steak dinners, you get 2 8-ounce steaks, 2 potatoes, a salad and a side, and a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That is awesome. $39.95, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
But you can't beat that anywhere because if you go to some of those
stores. You can't buy one steak for that.
Right.
Then you got to share it.
That's right.
And there's no potatoes or nothing with it.
That's right. Just a plain potato.
No salad.
Yep. And I tell you, so, you know, you come on down and you might, you know, you call the radio station and like I say, and you get the number to the radio station, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you how to do that. So if you want to win one of these prizes, the guitar and the steak dinner. This is what you need to do. Call a radio station, WVFF Radio 97.7. Okay, and here's the number, 701-6257. Option number 3, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say it again. WVFF Radio 97.7, 701-6257, option number 3. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a non-profit radio station, so we're just having a good time. But Boots and I, we really appreciate the cards. So if you like what we're doing with John and everybody down here, just send some cards to the station, and we'd be more than glad to say thank you on the air. Once we see the name of the person who sent us the card and say they really appreciate what we're doing down here, keeping entertained. Now, if you want to send a card, I'm going to say it again, get the address. I'm going to say it a little bit slower. Send a card to 286 Pumpkin Girl Lane, Cottageville. That's where you send your card. Your card. That's right.
Or my Christmas present.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we enjoy coming down here performing and having a good time. And you can look for our band to be down here too in the near future. So we're going to have a good time down here. So right about now, ladies and gents, we're going to talk about who we're talking about having. We're going to talk about, B.B. King.
Yes.
Yes, B.B. King was a great entertainer, and he was a man that always played the blues the way it's supposed to be played.
Yes, well, he was known as the number one blues king.
Yeah, the king of the blues, actually.
I guess that's
yes, that's right. You had a chance to meet B.B. at one time, didn't you, Boots?
I certainly did. It was quite an honor. I got to get on his bus.
Oh, okay.
And he had me sit down next to him. My boyfriend at that time introduced me as his girlfriend, and B.B. said, "Stop right there."
Oh, I tell you, he must be a lucky guy, that boyfriend of yours.
He said, "Stop right there. Now introduce her the correct way."
Oh. Okay.
So I was like, wow, this is a really cool guy. And then he signed a guitar for me, and he also signed a book for me that he wrote.
Oh, this is wonderful. A lot of people don't know that, as I said, B.B. King was a very giving person, gave away quite a few things, not only to his kids, families, and everyone else. Oh, and he gave a lot to different charities. And if you guys are in Indianola, Mississippi, you need to go to his museum and check out all the things that they have to offer down at the B.B. King Museum. I think that we were there one time.
Yes, we were, and it was awesome. They had just all videos. They had things that he had when he was a child. You know, just, his guitars. I mean, some of his clothes.
Wow, that is really wonderful. I tell you, you know, we was here earlier, you know, I tell you, the reason why we sound so good on the radio, ladies and gents, it's because of John. He knows this equipment upside and down on another fabulous day. Yes. So, you know, if we sound pretty good, you guys send him a card. Say, "John, you're a great sound engineer. The people out here in radio land really appreciate you very much." Yes. And we like to say thank today. He's the man who owns the place and having a good time. He's always a wonderful person. You got to get a chance to meet him sometime.
He's always working, doing
always.
Something.
Always. Busy man.
Always.
I know. Busy man. Yeah. But we're gonna play some music for you guys shortly here. But before we do anything else, we're just going to take a short break, y'all. And we're going to be right on back. So you guys, hang on in there. Come on back. So
we'll see you soon.
See you in a few minutes. Yeah. Thank you.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.